I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday Night Missing Persons Show with your host, myself, and the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and our Major, Lorna Munson. Hope y'all are tuning in and listening to our shows, because believe me when I tell you, we have a lot of missing, trafficked, exploited, you name it, not only children but adults. And I have been on a lot of, personally, a lot of missing persons cases. So enjoy the show. As we say here, if you know something, say something. Share all the flyers you can, because that helps more than you ever know, especially from different states here in the United States and overseas, because our broadcasts are nationwide and global. And this touches a very good part of my heart. And the Defender 7, we back all missing personnel, all missing persons, missing worldwide, groups, organizations. But you, the listeners, and the people in the United States can also help by sharing everything that we have here in our group. So, without further ado, and I hope that we don't have the problems I had last week reporting the missing. But I will now bring in my sidekick, Major Lorna Munson. Hello, Lorna.
Well, hello, Bobby.
I
know. I know. I'm a rock star.
I'm making you famous.
Yeah. I don't want to be famous.
I don't know yet.
I don't want to be famous. I don't like people seeing me.
That's why I stay in the shadows.
Yep. Yeah. So, I was watching a movie today, and I forgot all about this. This is people that I actually was acquaintances with. but that movie called Taken in Broad Daylight. And I guess I didn't tell you the whole name of the movie, Bobby. But
no, but I knew what you were talking about because I've seen the movie.
Yeah. But with that being said, you know, it's not always these traffickers that are kidnapping people. It's like this guy, Tony Zappa. He just didn't want to be alone anymore. And he was only, I think he was 23 or 29. This happened in the early 2000s, where he kidnapped a girl in Nebraska. And I think they ended up catching him in Wyoming, if I can remember right. But he ended up with life in prison. So there is hope that they can be found eventually if it's a scenario like this situation.
Yeah. And it's, you know, again, I reiterate, it's not just missing kids. It's adults, too.
No. Well, I forgot what her name was already, but she was 17 when he kidnapped her. But she was a smart girl, boy. She left clues everywhere and kind of worked with his mind a little bit.
So. Sure. And it's just the same as I can't remember his name, but when I say it, the story behind it, people will know. And I stand behind this guy because not only being a father and a grandfather, I feel the same way. People that are sticking up for this man right now, and a lot of men and women, and it's justifiable in my eyes, but, you know, the justice system sucks.
Yep.
This guy is an MMA fighter, and he took it upon himself to take out a molester of one of his nieces. And I stand behind somebody like that.
Absolutely. Me too.
You got all those naysayers out there. Oh, well, you don't take the law in your own hand. Well, guess what?
Well, the law sucks.
Right.
Especially I know for a fact when I worked in... In this one place, this one guy was out on Huber, or he had gone into jail and ended up going to prison because he had over the limit of DWIs. And he got out of prison, and he was out for, I can't remember how long, but he was still on probation, whatever. Well, he started working where I was working on Huber, and the reason why he got put in jail is he got caught drinking, had one beer, and he had to do 6 months in jail for his next DWI. But while he was in there, a child molester was in there, convicted child molester, and he got out in 3 months. 3 freaking months. Now, in my eyes, that should have been totally, well, child molesters, I think they should be wiped off the face of the earth. That should be an automatic death punishment. There is no cure for them cocksuckers.
No, and that's where these new so-called DAs are letting that freaking, you know, indoor-outdoor spindle of the justice system. And I'm sorry. You attack somebody that I know, or you kidnap somebody I know, I'm going to use all my resources to hunt you down.
Exactly.
Now, again, just like we always say here on Defender 7, that's my own opinion. But, yeah, a lot of you are going to look at me like, oh, well, you know, you can't be judge, jury, and executioner. Well, you know what? When it comes to a child or a family member or even extended family member, as in our group, you better watch your back because it might not happen tomorrow, might not happen next day, but you'll look over your shoulder in 10 years, and I'll be right there.
Yep, exactly. Yep, I feel the same way. There ain't no place on earth for them son of a bitches.
Right, and especially when it comes to a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Like I just reiterated, you know, take it for what it's worth, but you mess with my family, you're fucked.
Yep.
And, you know, it really irritates me that all these politicians that are all involved in this trafficking, again, of not just children, but even adults.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think they should start with the politicians and make examples out of them son of a bitches, too.
Yes, I totally agree. But again, just like everything else has been going on,
they're above the law.
Amen to that. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yep.
And it truly is. It's friggin' sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen cases where, you know, we've all seen it on social media or even in person where, you know, a kid's being dragged out of a store. Now, you know, I don't care if it's really their parent. I'm still going to step in and ask.
See, that's one thing about this Zappa thing that kind of pisses me off is because, you know, it was in broad daylight. It was in a mall or a shopping center parking lot. And there were several witnesses, and they didn't do anything. They called 911, and she was screaming off the top of her lungs for somebody to help her. And she screamed loud enough to get people's attention, but nobody would go over there and try to help her. Or at least follow them. Get in your freaking car and follow them.
Right. And see, that's just it. I mean, you know, people are too worried about lawsuits. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with stopping at a traffic accident. If you are certified, if you don't stop, you're sued. So, you know, it's the same. I always, and Lorna, you've been with me in stores and outside of stores. My head,
mm-hmm.
my eyes are always looking everywhere.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to surprise you.
Right.
And it's better to be ready and be anxious than it is to not be and something attack you or, again, a child being dragged out of a store.
I was about ready to put one of them horse blinder thingies on you so you couldn't look at it. Just kidding.
No. You're good. But that's, again, that's just me because, you know, not just being part of the group and everything, and it's just, that's how I've always been since I got out of the service. I mean, I could sit down in a restaurant, but if you notice, I'm uncomfortable unless I'm sitting with my back in a booth.
I'm out walking around, I am probably the worst. I don't see things 2 feet in front of me or on the side of me. But if I'm in a bar or restaurant and sitting, I do make sure that I'm facing the door, and that's because I got the shit beat out of me, and he threatened to kill me. So he said it didn't take matter how long it took that he was going to kill me. So, yeah, so I don't like sitting with my back to the door.
No.
Even out here, I don't like my back to the door.
I never have. And that's what I'm getting at is, you know, even as a kid growing up, because, you know, you always think that your dad and your mom always protect you. Well, yeah, they will if they see what's in front of them. But, you know, this past weekend with my own grandkids and the pictures I have, my daughter, she's like, "You're always on top of it, Dad, and that's why I've always felt safety around you." Yeah.
Right.
Because you know what? It don't matter. You could be a family or you could be a friend of mine. You're still family. And I'm looking out always. Might not
If something like that situation with the Zappa thing was happening when you were in the parking lot, you wouldn't have just stood there and called 911 or videotaped it.
No, and that's what's sad about today's world. Oh, we got to get it on TikTok. Oh, we got to get it on social media. Let me just film it. Well, you know what?
Right.
All that bullshit you're doing with that, why don't you step in and find out if something seriously is going on?
Yeah.
And I mean, I know for a fact, just from the comments from my own two daughters right now, and from what I've instilled in them, that I rose them right.
Yeah.
It sucks that you have to be honest with your kids about the bad, bad world out there. But in turn, you're saving their lives because they, too, instill that, and they keep their heads on a swivel.
Right.
Now
they just
got to
teach their kids that.
Right. But, you know, all the sad stories that are out there, all the trafficking, it is getting worse now than what it has in the past years. And it still seems like nobody's giving a damn about it.
I know. Until it happens to them.
Right. And, you know, that's where I always
like
get told that I'm wrong for being judge, jury, and executioner. Hey, I'm telling you what, I look at the facts and I decide on whether you're going to get an ass whooping or you're going to be terminated.
Right. And you know,
again,
like,
that's my opinion. So all you fuckers out there that are sitting there going, "Oh, God, he's on a mission." No. I'm just proving facts of what I will do personally, because no woman, child, or adult are doing.
Right. They're taking these kids' lives away, or adults, or whoever.
Right.
Right.
And let me add to that too. I don't care if you're real blood family or not. You put a hand on my kid in the wrong way, yeah, you're going to find out real quick you don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, with that being said, should we go onward, James?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Okay.
I just had to blow off. I had to blow off my steam.
I know. I forgot all about that movie. I wanted to watch that movie for a long time when it first happened, and I forgot all about it until scrolling through.
Well, now they're starting to show it on. They're starting to show it on that ID channel now too.
I don't have TV in my camper yet.
I know, but you know the ID channel that Stephanie always watches. It's all the criminal sites and times and stories, especially true stories. And that popped up, and I was like, damn, I remember seeing that personally.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because my dad had actually bought a gun from him not too much before all that stuff happened.
Right.
Who knows? It might have been stolen. But I remember her dad talking about it. If I can remember right, he said it all. It checked out that it wasn't, so. But who knows? Because he spent a lot of time in and out of jail for a lot of different things.
Right.
So. All right. So, on with the show. February 25th, 2022. Have you seen Stacy Raspberry, possibly last seen in St. Catharines? Hamilton police are requesting the public's assistance in locating missing 33-year-old Stacy Raspberry. Stacy's family and police are concerned for her well-being. Stacy was last seen by a neighbor on the afternoon of Wednesday, February 16, 2022, near her residence in the area of Colonel Street South and Bold Street. At that time, Stacy was wearing black skinny jeans and a long-sleeve pink sweatshirt with pastel colors. Stacy is described as a female, white, 5'3", 100 pounds, brown eyes, dirty blonde hair, mole on left chin, pierced ears, butterfly tattoo on the back of her neck, barbed wire tattoo on one finger. Family members reported her missing to the police on Thursday, February 24th, 2022. Division 1 Criminal Investigation Branch is now investigating Stacy's disappearance. Any information, call the Hamilton Police Department at 905-546-4725. This one don't say where, what state she was from. It's the Hamilton.
Dejanay Anthony, missing since February 24th, 2022. She's a black female, 16 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", weighs 140 pounds. She's been missing from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I don't see any phone numbers or anything. But for those of you listening there in Ohio, I'm sure you can dial 911 or call your local police department.
Oh, shoot, that's YouTube. This one, I'm not going to go do the YouTube thing. But it says a woman found buried in Fort Worth home sent a text for help. Police believe there are more victims. Then we go on to Abingdon, Maryland. Alyssa Mulhausen, 17 years old, missing since February 25th, 2022. Female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'10", 120 pounds. Last seen on February 25th, 2022. Anyone with information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Harford County Sheriff's Office in Maryland, or 410-838-6600. Ah, now it's making it so I don't share it. Frickin' jerks.
Bernard Kudala, Ramsden County, Minnesota, last seen March 5th, 1983. So this is a real old case because age of last seen was 21 years old. He's 5'9", weighs 145 pounds. The circumstances, Bernard left his home in St. Paul without his wallet, bank book, or car on 3/5/1983 and has not been heard from since. He is reported to have been schizophrenic, so he may have lived homeless, been incarcerated, or even been institutionalized. Okay, where's your numbers at? Daggone. I hate when they do that.
I know. My turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Adriana Gopagan. Missing since March 3rd, 22. Missing from Virginia Beach, Virginia. 13 years old, female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 185 pounds. She's last seen wearing a rainbow scarf, gray sweatshirt, and black tights. Her hair is styled on long brown braids. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Virginia Police Department, or 757-385-5000.
Maria Tambriz Morales, age 31 years old. Maria has been missing for 5 months now with still no clue on her whereabouts. She had reportedly disappeared in Falfurrias, Texas, on September 18, 2021. 31 Hispanic female, Guatemalan, 5'1" to 5'3" approximate, 150 to 155 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, no tattoos. Clothes, black jeans, black long sleeve shirt, and black tennis shoes. Maria left her native country in order to cross the border to the United States in the company of a coyote, human smuggler, and a group of people. Maria's last communication with a relative was on September 18, 2021. A travel companion told the family that Maria was dehydrated and the coyote left her under a tree when they were walking from Falfurrias, Texas to Houston, Texas. Maria has not been seen or heard of since. Any information, please contact the consulate in McAllen, Texas at 1-956-4000. 429-3413 or Falfurrias Police Department at 361-325-5041.
Billings, Montana, Jaylene Younghawk, 16 years old, missing since March 4th, 2022. She's Native American, 16 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 115 pounds. Any information, contact the Billings Police Department at 406-657-8461. Your local law enforcement agency or the Montana Missing Person Clearinghouse at 406-444-2800.
Help find me, Christy Lynn Russo, missing from Buna, Texas. She's been missing since 10-21-21, age 32-3, weight 150 to 160 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. She was last seen at 4 p.m. near the 1800 block of County Road 777 in Buna, Texas, approximately 1.5 miles from Business Highway 96. Any information, contact Detective Jason McClellan at 409-384-5417.
Still missing from Huntington, West Virginia, Jaden Esque, 16 years old, missing since December 30th, 2019. Date of birth is June 19th, 2004. She's 16. Or 60 when she's missing. Female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'2", 168 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678 in West Virginia State Police in West Virginia or 314-528-5555. Oops.
Danielle Ramey, age 17, was last seen on February 26, 2022 in Robstown, Texas. She is 5 feet 9 inches, 300 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. If you have any information, please call the Nueces County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 1-361 887-2222.
Hold on. Wanna give me a minute? Oh.
Oh no. All right, I'll do another one. Missing South Carolina mother last seen dropping off her children weeks ago. Law enforcement seeks the assistance in finding 29-year-old Alexis Ware, last seen dropping off her children to their father, and this is out of Anderson County, South Carolina. They continue the search for 29-year-old woman reported missing on January 30th, 2022. According to the deputies, Alexis Ware was last seen dropping her children off to their father at the 7-Eleven on South Carolina 29 North in Anderson County on January 30th. Her red Honda sedan was discovered in a wooded area in McCormick County on February 2nd, approximately 50 miles away from where she was last seen. Anderson County Sheriff Chad McBride issued a statement on Wednesday, March 2nd, updating the investigation. "We're exhausting every possible avenue of inquiry on this case and will continue to work diligently until this case is solved." If anyone has any information regarding the disappearance of Alexis Ware or has any information about her whereabouts, ask to contact the Anderson County Sheriff's Office at 864-260-4405.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. Caleb Dudley, 16 years old, missing since March 3rd, 2022. Male, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'7", 145 pounds. Caleb was last seen wearing a red zip-up sweatshirt, beige pants, and his hair is styled in a man bun. He has piercings in both ears. Anyone with information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Virginia Police Department, or 757-385-5000.
Alicia Navarro, age 15, was last seen on September 15th, 2019, in Glendale, Arizona. Alicia has an autistic condition. She was last seen on September 15, 2019, in Glendale, Arizona. She is 4'9" tall, weighs 89 pounds, and has brown eyes, hair. If you have any information, contact Glendale Police Department at 623-930-3000.
Billings, Montana. Emily Cornelia Rose Hayes, 17 years old, missing since December 20th, 2021. She may be wearing glasses. She is 5'6 and 205 pounds. She has black hair that she may dye and brown eyes. Any information, contact the Billings Police Department at 406-657-8461. Billings, Montana. Malachi Lefthand, 16 years old, missing since January 29th, 2022. Last seen in Billings, Montana. He's 5'11", 135 pounds. He has black hair and black eyes. If you have information, contact Billings Police Department at 406-657-8461. Safe.
Missing. Zaida Guadalupe Cruz Elias, at the age of 36, Zyla has been missing for 4 years, 9 months now, with still no clue on her whereabouts. She had reportedly disappeared in Tohono O'Doham Reservation, Arizona, June 4th, 2017. She's 41, Hispanic, female, Mexican, approximately 5'6 to 5'9, 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, unknown clothes. She's got tattooed eyebrows, burn marks on the outside of each thigh, scar on upper back between shoulder blades, large mass on the outside of the right breast. Zaida left her native country in order to cross the border to the United States. Once in the USA, Border Patrol made contact with the group she was with in the desert. Zaida ran from Border Patrol and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Any information or whereabouts or who traveled with her to the United States, please contact the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office at 602-876-1000.
Clapletide Sydney Mills, 27 years old, 150 pounds, 6'2", brown eyes, brown hair. Last seen in Vancouver, Canada. If seen, contact 911 or his mother at 604-877-1003.
Kellogg County, Georgia. Georgia continues four years later. Vincent League, age 53 in 2018, mysteriously disappeared from his Horsley Mill Road address on March 4th, 2018. Over the past 4 years, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office has received and followed numerous tips and leads. Much of the information has been beneficial, however, it has not led to the whereabouts or provided many answers. If anyone has any information regarding the Vince League missing persons investigation, please contact Carroll County Sheriff's Office investigator Jeremy McCormick at 770-830-5916.
Olathe, Kansas. Jasmine Free Johnson, 18 years old, missing since February 17, 2022. Female, American Indian, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 120 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678 at the Olathe Police Department in Kansas, or 913-782-0720.
One day after his 16th birthday, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is asking for the public's help to find Jacob Hake, a missing teen from Spring Hill, Kansas. Jacob Hake was 15 years old when he left his home nearly 5 months ago on October 13, 2021, and did not return. After leaving his home, Jacob was last seen taking an Uber to the Kansas City International Airport. From there, police believe Jacob got into a taxi and went to the Quality Suites Hotel on Northwest Ambassador Drive. After that, Jacob's whereabouts are unknown. On his 16th birthday, Jacob's parents have a message for him. Jacob, we are hoping to celebrate your 16th birthday with you like we had celebrate your last 15 birthdays. Your dog, Fintan, misses you as much as we do. Please call us and let us know that you are okay. Law enforcement officials believe that Jacob could still be in Kansas and may still be in Spring Hill, or the surrounding areas. Jacob also has ties in San Diego, California, and it is possible that he may attempt to travel to that area. Anyone with information or the whereabouts is asked to call the Overland Park Police Department at 1-913-895-6300.
What? Wambly Janice, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota. Last seen on March 3rd, 2022. Native American, the male, 14 years old. Any information, contact the Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131. Tucson, Arizona. Maximilian Kingsbury, 15 years old, missing since February 23rd, 2022. Male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 200 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678 at the Tucson Police Department in Arizona, or 520-799-4444. Phoenix, Arizona.
No, I'm having a little problem again, but at least I still got the pages.
Yeah. Phoenix, Arizona. Monroe Morrison, 15 years old, missing since February 27th, 2022. Male, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, department in Arizona, or 602-262-6151. Oh, he looked like he was a Cub Scout or something. He's got a uniform thingy on in this picture.
Okay. Rihanna Bryan, missing since 12/27/2021, 14 years old, black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 130 pounds, missing from Davenport, Louisiana. She was last seen December 27th, 2021. Anyone having information should contact the National Center for Missing Children at 1-800-843-5678 or the Davenport Police Department in Iowa at 1-563-326-7979.
Cleveland, Ohio, still missing. Please share. Ariana Gaskin, 17 years old, missing since 9/8/21. 17 years old now, female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 160 pounds. She's biracial. And that's all I got.
Whoops. Oh, this damn website.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I don't know why when I share it to something, I just don't show up at the very top of where I'm sharing it to. Okay. Atlanta, Georgia. Jenna Ruth Van Gelderen, 25 years old, missing since 8/19/17. She's an endangered missing female, white, 25 years old, 4'11", 140 pounds. She was wearing a green T-shirt with the word San Antonio on the front, possibly a black spaghetti strap top and black yoga pants. After experiencing social difficulties in elementary school, Van Gelderen was diagnosed with a nonverbal learning disability. In 2016, she was diagnosed with autism. Although she is high functioning, her condition affects her social interactions. She is very impressionable and trusting and can easily be taken advantage of. She's a Caucasian male, or female, sorry. Black hair, brown eyes. Van Gelderen has a Star of David tattoo on her upper thigh. Her ears are pierced. She was last seen in Atlanta, Georgia on August 19th, 2017. She was house-sitting for her parents at their home in the Druid Hills neighborhood at the time. Her parents were on a vacation in Canada. She texted a friend at 2 o'clock in the morning to say she was going to lie down. This is the last time she used her phone. She's never been heard from again. She left the lights and television on in her parents' house. Their elderly cat unfed and the doors locked. She also left her makeup, shoes, and two phone chargers behind, but took her two cellular phone. Oddly, an Egyptian tapestry was discovered to be missing from the wall of the home. It was removed from the frame and the corner of the glass was cut off and then replaced. The tapestry is described as a hand-stitched and 5 feet by 2 feet in size. It was a family heirloom, part of a set of three complementary pieces purchased by Van Gelderen. Van Gelderen's grandfather in the 1940s, but it was a little monetary value. Van Gelderen's vehicle, a dark blue 2010 Mazda 6 with the Georgia license plate number PWH5902, disappeared with her, as did the suitcase she took with when she arrived to host it. Her phone last pinged near Fairburn, Georgia at 7:45 a.m., but her car was sighted in the northwest west midtown area of Atlanta at the same time. The Mazda was found on September 5th, 2 weeks after her disappearance, parked along D4 Place Northwest in northwest Atlanta, about 7 miles from parents' home. It was almost out of gas, and the driver's seat had been pushed back to accommodate a driver taller than Van Gelderen. Her missing suitcase was inside the car, as were her shoes, wallet, and glasses, and an unidentified person's shoe and phone charger. Both of her phones are still missing. One is a T-Mobile in her father's name. The other is an Android in her own name. Van Gelderen originally attended Georgia Gwinnett College, but dropped out after 3 years and transferred to Gwinnett Technical College, where she earned a certificate in office administration in 2016. Her parents described her as a very regimented person and stated her disappearance is completely out of character for her. About 6 months prior to her disappearance, she lost the only full-time job she ever had and was charged with misdemeanor theft after she stole $3,000 from the pet store where she worked. Her parents didn't approve of her friends, stating they took advantage of her and didn't have her best interest at heart. They think the money she stole was for her friends. Her father had assessed the records for her cellular phone, because he was concerned about her relationships with friends and confronted her about her friendship. Van Gelderen was angry about this. She had moved out of her parents' home and refused to tell her parents where she was living. He also got a second cell phone, one that wasn't on her parents' family plan, so she could talk to her friends without her parents knowing. Authorities learned Van Gelderen was living in a room she rented from a friend. The roommate told police he planned to throw her belongings out in the street as her rent wasn't paid for September 2017. He refused to let the police search the apartment, but he has not been named as a suspect in Van Gelderen's case. Van Gelderen's boyfriend told investigators she had stopped by his house on the evening of August 18th, the day before her disappearance, and that he had broken up with her at this time. He also told them Van Gelderen was a prostitute and a drug addict, something that hasn't been independently corroborated. Her only criminal record is the theft charge from her former place of employment. Although there is no hard evidence of foul play in her case, Van Gelderen's family fears she is being held against her will. Her case remains unsolved. Investigating agency is DeKalb County Police Department at 770-724-7715. Updated three times since October 12, 2004. And that's it.
Levi Whitehorse. Los Lunas, New Mexico. Been missing since February 21st, 2022. 79 years old, male, American Indian native. Gray or partly gray hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 148 pounds. Anyone having information should contact New Mexico Department of Public Safety at 1-800-457-3463. Or the Los Lunas Police Department at 505-865-9130.
Hampton, Virginia. Nazea Scott, 16 years old. Missing since March 3rd, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 165 pounds. She was last seen wearing gray skinny jeans, black blue bubble jacket, black Crocs, pink backpack, and hoop earrings. She has curly black hair and a tattoo of a rose on her forearm. Anyone with information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Hampton Police Department, at 757-727-6111.
Christina Finto, missing from Duncan area since February 8th. That's Duncan, Oklahoma. She's 70-year-old. But is developmentally younger, more like a 10-year-old. She has a limp. She is from Texas, so she has an accent. She didn't take her phone, but she has her laptop. Police and FBI are involved in her whereabouts. If seen, call the police. Oh, shit. That's all I got on that one.
Annabelle Martin, missing since September 6, 2021. Missing from Clover, South Carolina. Birth date is October 2nd, 2004. She's 16, female, biracial, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 140 pounds. She is biracial. Annabelle is Jamaican and white. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. York County Sheriff's Office, South Carolina, or 803-628-3056.
Shelby K. Dawson, been missing since February 21st, 2022. 26-year-old female, dark brown hair, weight 120 pounds, hazel eyes, 5'2", heavily tattooed. If you have any information, please contact Shane Dawson at 904-679-1270 or the Columbus Police Department.
South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Amber D. Young, 22 years old. Missing since January 6, 2022. She's white, female, and they don't really tell much more about her. Looks, she's got, in her picture, she's got huge glasses on, and looks like dark hair, dark eyes. I'll contact the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-768-8060.
Tiffany Pierce, age 17, white female, blue eyes, red hair, which is a little bit longer than shoulder length, 5'6". 130 pounds. She was last seen 3/5/22 in Alabama. Call 850-436-9620 with any info.
Dayton, Ohio. Justin Goddard, 15 years old, missing since February 13th, 2022. Male, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 190 pounds. He may still be in the local area or he may travel to other cities in Ohio. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Trotwood Police Department in Ohio or 937-837-7777.
Aaron Cody Fortner, age 25, was last known at his location was Fox Trace Drive, Silva, North Carolina, Savannah area of Jackson County, North Carolina. He went missing on February 20, 2022. His family says they found his camper a mess, lights on, with his wallet and keys inside, but no sign of him. Any information, please contact the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, Detective Daniel Peebles at 828-586-1911 or at 826-586-4355.
Oh, positive DNA match to Tyler North. I'm trying to remember talking about that one. Been missing for 2 years.
Yeah.
He was found, and they did find his killers.
Missing from Alabama. Frederick Mont Edwards, 5'3" to 5'4", weighs 140 to 145 pounds. One tattoo of his sister's name, Lashika, across hairline, and a cross between his eyes. Area last seen October 30th, 2017, in Normandale area. Contact the Crime Stoppers with any information at 215-7867.
Here's the little monkey boy, Michael Monkey. How do you say that last name? Vagan, V-A-U-G-H-A-N?
Yeah, vegan.
Vegan. He was missing when he was 5 years old, 50 pounds. Blonde hair, blue eyes, last seen in July of 2021 in Idaho. Any information, the Fruitland Police Department, and tips can be anonymous. 208-642-6006.
Missing endangered teen. Sanaya Wall, age 15, 5'3", weighed 160 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, black female. Sanaya has been missing since September 14, 2021 from Toledo, Ohio. Family believes she is in imminent danger. It is believed that she is going back and forth between Toledo, Ohio and Detroit, Michigan. Reported sightings include the Greenbelt Apartments on Cherry Street in Toledo, and areas of east side, northeast Detroit. She is also believed to be with an older adult man. If seen, do not approach. Please call law enforcement immediately with any tips or sightings. Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3142.
Harrogate, Tennessee. Bill Walker, missing, or he's 16 years old. He's been missing since October 13th, 2020. He's 16 years old now. Male, white, red hair, blue eyes, 5'8", 143 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-43-5678, the Claiborne County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee, or 423-626-3385.
Kiara Penn, 15. Kiara has been missing since January 24th, 2022. She may be in the local area of Henderson, Nevada. Come on.
Where are we going?
To heaven if we don't change our ways.
You want me to go?
It's going. It's just real slow. She has black hair, brown eyes. She is 5'1", weighs 100 pounds. Kiara may be in the local Henderson, Nevada area. If you have any information, call 1-800-THE-LOST. And that's it.
Okay. Natrona County, Wyoming. Kalis Hegel, 15 years old. Missing since February 14th, 2022. She is a white female, approximately 5'4", 130 pounds, with green eyes and black hair. Kalis has tattoos on her left hand, fingers, and a pierced nose. Any information contact with Kalis is requested to contact the Natrona County Sheriff's Office at 307-235-9282 or the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation at 307-777-7181.
Jamie Garcia, age 14, was last seen on February 27, 2022, Texas City, Texas. She's a black female, 5 foot, 150 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Any information, please call Texas City Police Department at 1-409-643-5720.
Oops. Spring, Texas. Tyler Shahnarad, Shahnarad, 17 years old, missing from Spring, Texas. He was last seen on February 26, 2022, and is believed to be in immediate danger. Tyler has short, dirty blonde hair, hazel eyes, and a mole on his upper left chest. At the time of his disappearance, Tyler was seen wearing a bright green or yellow jacket, black sweatpants, and black tennis shoes. If you have seen Tyler since his reported disappearance, if you know his current whereabouts, or if you have any information whatsoever concerning Tyler's disappearance, please call the Harris County Sheriff's Office at 713-755-7427 or Texas Equus Search 281-309-9500.
Angel Pritchard, age 16, was last seen on February 24th, 2022 in Manchester, Tennessee. She's a mixed black and white female, 5 feet, 5 inches, 100 pounds, with brown eyes, brown hair. Angel has a flower tattoo on her left hand by her thumb and forefinger. When she was last seen, she had a red highlights in her hair. Any information, please call Manchester Police Department in Tennessee at 1-931-728-2991.
Oh, wow. We can't accept this brutality and killing. Evil has to be removed. This beautiful young lady is 10-year-old Polina. Her mother and father were killed as Russian troops opened fire on the family's car. Polina's sister is in the ICU, and her brother is currently being treated in the hospital as well. So far, 14 other children have been murdered.
Wow.
In desperate need of any help that can be provided, my cousin Monica Gabriel Glosson went missing Saturday, February 26, 2022. She is active duty Navy and was on leave trying to drive back to Houston, Texas. Any help would be greatly appreciated. get updated. Monica still has not been located as of February 28, 2022, at 1830 CST. My aunt has an informational interview set up with the San Diego News Channel 8. Monica's command is notified and working diligently to find her. Local police have been notified as well and will let us know when something has been found out. Huh. Wow. Ah, dang it.
Tyler Xavier Shanared, 17, was last seen on 2/26/2022 at his home in Spring, Texas. This child is believed to be in immediate danger. His family is very concerned for his safety and well-being. If you see him, please call 911 immediately to report his location and description of who he's with / vehicle info. Or you can report anonymous tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Or the Harris County Sheriff's Department, but they don't leave a number for them.
I screwed up. I gotta scroll quick because I lost my spot. Oh, dang it. I'm having technical difficulties. Hold my fingers. There I
Marion
go, being me again. Oh, shit. There I go again.
Marion County, South Carolina. Missing runaways, Richard Earl Eady Jr., 15, and Jeremiah Eady, 14, left home without permission. They were last seen around midnight in the area of General Road off of Highway 501 North. The Eady brothers left on foot, but may have since been picked up. They're two black children. There's nothing else, no scars or anything, any other information. But if you see them, please call 843-423-8399 or Sergeant Haberstich at 843-992-1051.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Brianna Lechner, L-E-C-H-N-E-R. 17 years old, missing since January 4th, 2022. Female, white, red hair, blue eyes, 5'3", 100 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, Indiana, or 317-327-3811.
Hope, Arkansas. Be on the lookout for 14-year-old Haley Cox. She was last seen on February 4th, 2022 at approximately 4:40 p.m. getting into a brownish minivan, believed to be a Honda Odyssey, being driven by an Asian or Hispanic male between the ages of 16 and 20. Haley was possibly wearing a plaid skirt and will most likely have on heavy makeup and jewelry. If anyone has any information on whereabouts of Haley or has seen her, please contact the Hope Police Department at 870-777-3434.
Yuri Lilena Castillo, 15 years old, last seen in Milby High School, and they don't have no information on her. 832-394-1840. She's got dark hair. She's dark complexed. The black and white fits her, and dark eyes. Oh, it won't let me share that way either. Jared.
Shelby K. Dawson, last seen February 21st, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, 120 pounds, age 26. Eyes are hazel, 5'2". She's heavily tattooed. If you have any information, please contact Shane Dawson at 904-679-1270. I think I already did that one tonight.
Which one was it?
Shane Dawson.
Oh.
From Ohio.
Yeah, that's all right. Baltimore, Maryland. Taylor McNair, 12 years old, missing since February 17th, 2022. Female, she's black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 120 pounds. Missing from the southwestern district of Baltimore City, Maryland. Taylor was last seen wearing a black hoodie, gray sweatpants, green jacket, and black Croc shoes. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678. The Baltimore City Police Department, or 410-396-2525, or 443-984-7385.
Aiken, South Carolina. Cadence Richardson, missing since 6/16/2021, from Aiken, South Carolina, is a white female. Why don't they have her age? Because she looks young. Any information, contact Aiken County Sheriff's Office at 803-642-1761. Like I said, I don't know why they put these things on there without any other information.
I know. Jackson, Tennessee. I might be going there tomorrow. Dylan Whitaker, 16 years old, missing since January 25th, 2022. Male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 172 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Jackson Police Department in Tennessee, or 731-425-8400. I guess Jackson is a pretty rough town.
I think that's a city.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going there tomorrow, probably.
The New York City Police Department is seeking the public's help and assistance in locating a person reported missing within the confines of the 43rd Precinct in the Bronx. Jason Jiminian, 2125 Randall Avenue. It's reported that Jason Jiminian was last seen on Thursday, March 3rd, 2022 at approximately 0900 hours in the vicinity of the 33rd Street and Park Avenue. He's described as a 15-year-old Hispanic male, 5'7", 120 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a navy blue shirt, gray sweatpants, and black sneakers. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-8477 or for Spanish 1-888-577-7482.
Henderson, Nevada. Kiera Penn, 15 years old, missing since January 24th, 2022. 15 years old, female, biracial, black hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 100 pounds. She's Asian and white. Call any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Henderson Police Department in Nevada,
702-267-5000. Tyler Waterfield, age 16, last seen February 26, 2022 in Chesapeake, Virginia. He's a white male, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'9", 132 pounds. He was last seen wearing a red sweatshirt, black jeans. Tyler has a pierced ears and a tattoo on his right hand. Any information, please call the Chesapeake Police Department in Virginia at 757-382-6161 or the Virginia State Police at 804-674-2000.
Stephen Wayne Dean, age 34, missing from Dayton, Texas. Stephen Wayne Dean is a United States Army veteran who was last seen August 15th, 2019, at the Dayton Cabin Trailer Park, where his home is in Dayton, Texas. Stephen was last seen in the evening. Stephen had moved to the Dayton Cabin Trailer Park in June that year after he recently divorced. It is unclear if Stephen left his home or his neighbor's home. However, he had no shoes and believed to be disoriented. No one has seen or heard from him again. Stephen is an inspector in an oil field service company. He is considered reliable and was advancing in his career. Stephen was reported missing when he failed to report to work. Stephen left behind his wallet and all his personal belongings. Stephen's only car keys was found in his locked car in the glove box. A few days after Stephen's disappearance, his phone was found lying in the grass at a gas station, which was located across from his home near the Dayton High Stadium. It has been said it's very uncharacteristic of Stephen to leave without warning. Law enforcement, however, found no signs of foul play. Stephen Dean's case remains unsolved. He's 5'10", 160 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, white goatee and very short hair, tattoos. He's got a soldier on his forearm, skull and crossbones, right shoulder, large tattoo that wraps around his waist to navel of Starburst. Any information, call 936-258-7621.
Leona Bolton, missing since February 28th, 2022, Cavallo, California, in Mendocino County. Fiona has been missing since Monday, February 28, 2022. She's 17-year-old with brown hair, Hispanic, and white mix. If you've seen or heard from Leona Bolton, please contact her mother or family at 707-727-0969.
Let's see. Missing 653 days. Bring Michael home. Michael McKinney, last seen on 5/22/20 in Hamilton. His car was located in Houston, H-U-E-S-T-O-N, Woods, on 5/25/20 with his cell phone and other personal items. He's 5'8", 140 pounds. Two full sleeves of tattoos, short brown hair, red beard. Oh, my golden ticket boy wants in. If anyone has information in regard, I'm coming. Come on, Chubbs, you can get it. There you go. Any information regarding Michael, call Ohio Deputy Detective Matthew Cruz at 513-734-2730, extension 236. Fairfield Township Detectives at 513-785-4176. Our private investigator, John Fain, 937-974-6026. And donations can be made at the Fifth Third Bank or GoFundMe. Yeah, okay. Your turn,
Justin, and there's no last name. He's a 14-year-old missing from the Bronx, New York section. He's been missing since March 4th, 2022. He's described as a 5'6" black 14-year-old boy with brown eyes, brown hair. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, yellow Nike sweatshirt, black jeans, and a black sneakers. You gotta be kidding me. And there's no other information. I hate this.
Yeah, I know. Still missing. Mansfield, Ohio. Faith Hayworth, 14 years old. Missing since November 16th, 2021. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 130 pounds. She may travel to Toledo, Ohio. Faith may go by the last name Fletcher. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Mansfield Police Department in Ohio, or 419-522-1234.
Edit it with more info. This is my children's cousin, Hayden Belcher, age 17, last seen December 2020. I believe last known residence was South Hills area in Charleston, West Virginia. He was staying with a girlfriend, refused to come home. Now the family he was staying with says he's not there and don't know where he is. Please let me or Beverly Gunno Belcher know if you have seen him or anything about this, about his whereabouts. And, of course, another one, no other info.
Euclid, Ohio, Kalia Blackburn, 16 years old, missing since February 12, 2021. She's 5'5", 120 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. She's black or African American. Detective's name is Tagrin Valley Regional Communications Center, and the phone number is 440-247-7321 or 440-336-2067.
New York City Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating the following individual who is missing from within the confines of the 114th Precinct in Queens. Imana Gonzalez. She was last seen on Monday, February 28, 2022 at approximately 1700 hours at a residence. She's described as a black 15-year-old female, approximately 5'1" tall, with an average build, with a dark skin complexion, brown eyes, black hair. She was last seen wearing a blue jacket with tan fur, black sweater, gray sweatpants, black sneakers. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-8477 or for Spanish 1-888-747-82.
Savannah Maybell and Amioso, A-M-E-A-S-O-O, tribal affiliation. She's with the Blackfeet tribe. Her nickname is Bones. Her birthday is February 7th, 2008. She's 14 years old. She's 5'5", 110 pounds, dark brown hair, brown eyes, clear light pink glasses. February 17th, 2022, reported as runaway with Missoula Police Department. She had gray sweats, black sweater, band shoes, and a backpack with her, possible sightings in Cut Bank area on March 3rd, 2022. She was wearing black sweats with A-N-I-M-E on the side, gray hooded sweater with her glasses on. Missoula Police Department, 435 Ryman Street, Missoula, Montana, 59802. Phone number is 406-552-6300. Caseworker is Matt.
Michael Kelly, missing from Fenton, Missouri, November 15, 2021. White male, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 150 pounds. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or the Jefferson County Police, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Missouri at 1-636-797-9999.
Grand Ledge, Michigan. Ayla Gardner, missing since August 19th, 2021. Missing from Grand Ledge, Michigan. She's 16 years old, female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 127 pounds. When she was last seen, her hair was dyed auburn. any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Grand Ledge Police Department in Michigan, 517-627-2115.
Elena Lopez, 12. New York City Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating the following person who was reported missing from within the confines of the 44th Precinct in the Bronx. Elena Lopez, she was last seen on Saturday, February 26, 2022 at approximately 13:06 hours leaving her residence. She's described as a 12-year-old female Hispanic, approximately 5'3", with a thin build, brown eyes, long black hair. She was last seen wearing a black Nike jacket, blue sweatpants, and yellow Crocs. Anyone with information is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-8477, or for Spanish, 1-888-574-782.
Tabitha Lynn Langston. Tabitha is 27 years old. She's 5'3 to 5'4 and weighs 115 to 125 pounds. Tabitha has brown hair and blue eyes. She has several tattoos. She has a rosary on one wrist and over top of her hand on the other wrist, dates and cross. She has large wings covering her back and Lillian stars on her ribcage. Tabitha may go by her maiden last name of Butterfield. She's originally from Michigan and then moved to Wisconsin. She worked and resided in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. She also was known to visit these other Wisconsin cities, Madison, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. On June 25th, 2019, she had posted a video to Facebook indicating she was traveling to Memphis, Tennessee. The last confirmed location for Tabitha was at a hospital in Memphis, Tennessee on May 10, 2020. The last possible contact she is believed to have had with anyone was through a third party on May 20, 2021. Her family is very worried about her safety and well-being and just want to know she is safe and okay. Any information about Tabitha, contact Waters Meet, Michigan Police Department at 906-366-0189.
Missing juvenile, Beth Henriquez, black and Hispanic mixed female, 5'10", 105 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She's been missing since February 26, 2022. She was last seen by the family in the area of the Bronx, New York, possibly in the area of Jamaica, Queens, New York. Any information, call the Lakewood Police Department Detective Bureau in Lakewood, New Jersey at 732-363-0200.
I thought they found that Summer Wells.
They did. From what I understand, they found her deceased.
That's what I thought. Okay, skip that one. Valine Renee Littlebird, a.k.a. Valine Renee Addison. No description of her, of course. I'm assuming she's Native American. last seen in the Bismarck area around the June 21st. Any information, contact Lisa Yellowbird. Phone number 701-893-6841. Dayton, oh, I already did that one. Never mind. Scratch that. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Samory Santana, 15 years old, missing since February 22nd, 22. Female, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 150 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, Hamilton Township Police Department in Ohio, or 513-925-2525. Got your tongue there, Sonny Jim, or are you still searching?
No, ma'am. I was just going to break in and say that, you know, anyone listening out there, as we said beginning of this program, and as we always say, if you know something, say something. And please, by all means, repost any missing flyers you see.
Yeah, which brings me to this, thing that just popped up on my phone. This could be your family member. Don't ever assume it can't happen to your family. It can. Take the time to share flyers for the missing. Someday it might be you asking for help to find your loved one. When someone is missing, every flyer is important.
Yes, and if you want to stay anonymous or if you know something, you can always contact one of us. We'll keep it confidential. You don't even have to give your name.
Got time for one more, or oh, this is a long one. Yeah,
go
got
ahead,
time.
Go for it.
Fairview Park, Ohio. Stacy Lynn Ballas, 25 years old. It's a cold case. She's been missing since October 26, 1996. She lived in Ridgeville, Ohio. She was at work at Subway Restaurant in Fairview Park, Ohio. I'm going to skip all that. That's just... saying it's a disclaimer thing.
Oh, this is good. The last one I just did, Lisbeth Enriquez, she was found safe.
Oh, awesome. Okay, this one, she was born July 12, 1971, missing age 25, current age 50, female, they don't have a height on her, about 130 pounds, blue eyes, brown hair, Caucasian, and that's all I got for that. Dang, I'm tired.
Wah.
Janet Rose. Oh wait, hold
you
on.
Suck. I was just gonna do that one.
Cortland, Ohio. You're too slow. Janet Rose. how do you say that last? I should have let you take it. I can't say the last name. D-O-L-G-A-E. Janet was last seen in Cortland, Ohio, in Bezetta Township. She was last seen going to work. Missing since October 1st, 1989, from Cortland, Trumbull County, Ohio. She was 28 years old when she disappeared. 5'8", 140 pounds, white female, brown hair, brown hazel eyes, medium complexion, pierced ears. She had rings and earrings. She's got scars from a lighter burn on her left leg. She had black dress suit on and black work shirt. Any information, contact the Warren City Police Department, Christopher Clemente, 330-394-2521 or 330-675-2508 or call James Henderson. And okay, that's all I got.
That's good. We can wrap that up now. But again, to all of our listeners out there, we please let us know if you know somebody that's missing, if you want to stay anonymous and know of a case. Contact myself or Lorna. We're always on here on the Blog Talk, and not only Blog Talk, but Facebook. Contact us at the Defender 7 National Facebook page. Let's really help bring these people home, these children, these adults. And you can, again, stay anonymous. We're here to help, just like we're here to help with everything we do here in the Defender 7. And if you don't, do you have anything else there, Miss Lorna?
Whoa. Oops. That one decided to play some music. No, and it's not just, you got to remember, it's not just traffickers out there. There's people like I was saying, that Tony Zappa, that just want companionship, whether you like it or not. It could
right.
be any, it could be any scenario. It can be a parent taking away the other ones, and which sometimes, the one parent thinks that they're protecting their children, taking them from the parent they think is abusive or whatever, or vice versa. They're abusive and don't want nobody to have their children, that they can't. If they can't have them, nobody can. All kinds of different scenarios.
Yes. Yes, and, you know, now that you brought that topic up, that's another thing, too, you know, domestic violence. Don't put up with it, ladies or men.
No. Nope.
There are people to turn to. There's people out there to help you. And, again, we're always here. So
yeah.
Reach out
Look
to one
Look at me,
of
though. I was threatened to be killed by my ex-boyfriend, and that was – in 97 to 2000, and I got his ass out of there, and I'm still alive and breathing and talking about it.
Right. Don't ever think that there's no way out, because there's always a way. Don't let them scare you into it. But on that note, in closing, like to say thank you again there, Lorna, my sidekick, for being here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless America. God bless our children, our veterans, first responders, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.